Tom and Laura have a guest in the studio this morning, Judy Cooper, and her organization is Mission Lubbock. But we're focusing on first an event that is called Coats and Cans. Now, we're going to talk about Coats and Cans, and then we're going to dive into Mission Lubbock and all the good things
and
that
they do.
Yeah. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank
good.
You for having
tell
me.
Us about Coats and Cans. In a nutshell, I think I have an idea, but tell us who the players are and how it's worked.
The radio stations here in town have gotten together. They are collecting coats and cans for us. These coats will be given to people in need throughout the area. Right now, we're working with a lot of the high school, middle schools, a few of the elementary schools that are needing coats and things. So we're going to be able to help them.
Okay.
We also have a lot of people that are just struggling, a lot of single moms, some people that are homeless that are looking for coats. And so we're hoping to raise as many as we can.
Okay, so what happens when people have a coat? Where do they take it? And then what happens?
They need to take it over on West Loop, Family Sports.
Family Power Sports, yeah.
Family Power Sports. And they're going to be there through Saturday and just drop it off. Also, cans, non-perishable food would be great because we can always use it. We have a pantry out at Mission Lubbock. We don't give out food vouchers, and so we need to stock that pantry all the time. And just to give you an idea of how many people come through, just this week, we're averaging between 250 to 300 people a day, and we're open 2 days
a
week.
How many?
250 to 300 people a day.
Wow.
Per day?
Per day. And it's last year, just being open 2 days a week, which are Tuesday and Wednesday from 10:30 to 4, we served over 24,000 people.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right here in our city.
Right here in our city.
People who are hungry and need help.
Yes. Mission Lubbock, we don't sell anything. We give everything away to people in needs. Of course, we have limits on some things. You know, some people come in and they just, it's like kids in a candy store. They need so much and they want so much and they take so much, but we try to encourage them not to because we have to help so many people.
Right.
And we ask them not to take more than they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just amazing. People need to come out to the building. I mean, you really won't understand the situation in Lubbock and their surrounding areas until you come out and see what we do.
Mm-hmm. Where's your building located?
Yeah. It's at 1711 Upland Avenue. It's just a cotton field south of Terra Vista Middle School. And you can drive by on Tuesday mornings, even though we open the door at 10:30, the lines are already forming an hour ahead of time.
Now, what's significant about Tuesday morning? Is that the day? Or you have limited operation hours or what?
We've been out there since 2007. And we just did 2 days a week because when we first started, it was just another lady and I. And that was all the time that we had, and neither one of us were morning people, so we thought 10:30 was a good time to open. And we have stuck with that throughout. And I can see that we could probably should be open more days, but it's getting the volunteers.
So you're open Tuesday and
Wednesday.
And Wednesday. Okay.
Tuesday and Wednesday, not Tuesday and Thursday like a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. Tuesday and Wednesday from 10:30 to 4.
Okay. Last year, you were saying that with kids in the area schools,
yes,
that you had about 96, 97 kids?
Yes, we started off last year with about 40, 45 kids in six schools. And then it just grew and grew, and we ended the year with 96 kids per week. And we were calling it the Backpack Project at that time because people kind of could identify with that. That was something that they've heard. Well, this year we started off the school year with 98 kids. And I was going, wow, what are we going to do? How are we going to feed these kids? Mm. And God, since we are a ministry, God was just saying, you know, loaves and fishes, loaves and fishes. And it took him about three times to explain that to me. And he goes, you know, I fed over 5,000 families with a handful of fish and bread. And this is going to be a weekly live by faith thing. And so far, people have just been dropping off food. Food's been coming out of just places I never would have expected. And so he has answered the call. I remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, some of our food didn't come in till Thursday, and the lady that was helping me, I said, God and I, we're going to have a talk, because Tuesday's a better faith day for me than on Thursday, because I need to get them packed by Thursday so we can get them out in the schools.
Right.
And so the kids can get them by Friday. And but he has just really come through today, this week, and I know that he's going to continue to come through.
So some of the other items that you could use at your center include clothing for all ages?
All ages, furniture, household items, blankets, things like that. Anything mm-hmm. that has to do with winter is yeah. very important right now.
Hey, real quick, give us your telephone number.
Mission Lubbock's number is 806-687-8452.
And you can go to missionlubbock.org.
Yes.